Friday marks the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of Greenland Police Chief Michael Maloney. He was killed in the line of duty, helping fellow officers who themselves had been shot while attempting to execute a search warrant in a drug case. The chief was popular and well-admired in that small seacoast town, and many in the community are still feeling the loss intensely. On the phone with us right now is the town's current police chief, Tara Laurent. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you describe how the mood in the department has been over the past several months?
It's a roller coaster, to be honest with you. There are very good days where things feel much better, and then there will be something small that happens that reminds a single officer or a series of officers of the chief or what has happened, and obviously then they struggle through that portion. So it really still is a roller coaster of emotions.
And the Attorney General, I know at the time, put together the what's called the Greenland Incident Review Commission, and that issued a report on the shooting, and they made some recommendations for future operations. What's your reaction to that report?
I think that we will always benefit from going back and looking at any incident and really going over it with a fine-tooth comb. So anything we can learn from any incident and have officers and citizens and anybody be safer as we move forward is going to have some benefit to us. So I think it's always an important step to do.
What's happening this week to honor Chief Maloney?
A lot has been going on. Last night was a wonderful, wonderful dedication by a local Eagle Scout of an outdoor classroom that he was able to collect funds for and have built at the Winneconnet High School on behalf of the chief. Coming up on Friday, obviously, there's a lot going on. Just by happenstance, it happens to be a graduation of the next police academy, and knowing that it falls on the day of the chief's one-year anniversary, they've made a collection, and they want to make a donation to the Chief Michael Maloney Memorial Fund. So the department as a whole is going down for that, which should be very nice. There is a moment of silence on Friday here at the Greenland Police Department outside at our memorial flagpole where citizens, media, officers, everybody is invited to come just for a very short non-official ceremony and just to think about the chief and really be together and support one another in the community. At 6 o'clock, the Greenland Central School is having their annual talent show, but this year they've decided, obviously, to have it kind of memorialize the chief, and their part of their fundraising is going to help offset costs of the Greenland Police Department going to Washington, D.C. this year for the National Law Enforcement Memorial.
How does all this media attention, I know, throughout the year, especially as the anniversary comes up, how does that affect a small-town police department like yours?
It's really a blessing and a curse, to be honest with you, Rick. It's hard to deal with because it keeps the incident and what happened to the chief in the forefront, which is the difficult part. The positive part is it does keep it in the forefront, so people don't forget. So that it's kind of a blessing for us to know that other people are not forgetting that as we make our way through the year and beyond. That even though we can create a new normal and kind of get back to business, at the same time, no one's going to forget what happened to them. And hopefully that will continue through the years ahead.
Greenland Police Chief Tara Laurent, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate it.